Good morning. 10:32 a.m. on a Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Here on the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. So, there's a lot of clouds coming in. It is mostly cloudy. There's a lot of clouds coming in off the west, coming in from south-southwest. A little bit chilly. Temperature, official temperature is like 43. Temperature outside my back door was 48. It's somewhere in there. Not a terrible morning. I got plenty of sun to walk in right at the moment. If I waited until later, I might not. So yeah, yesterday was overcast. I thought it was gonna rain, but it didn't. I didn't hustle my buns out yesterday. Probably should have. Too late now. Yesterday happened. We'll see what we can do today. Tomorrow, I'll worry about tomorrow. So, what am I going to talk about today? I don't know, pens maybe. Nothing interesting. It's mostly just working on my photographic inventory. It occurred to me that at some point somebody's going to have to know what these pens all are. And some of them aren't clearly labeled. Finding the picture of the pilot Knight. All it says on it is pilot. It's very difficult to track down what model pilot pen it might be. It's a very distinctive shape. It's very distinctive, has a very distinctive cap. But finding it in the midst of all of the other pilot pens, it took me a while. Once I found a picture of it correctly labeled, I was able to find more instances of it and confirm that it is, in fact, a pilot Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T, not N-I-G-H-T. Brushed aluminum. It's really a striking pen, and it's got a nice heft to it. I like it a lot. But, you know, some of these... Schaefer makes so many pens and they all look alike. The most common pens are everywhere. And then you get into the more esoteric, the Schaefer Gold Pep, which is an upscale version of a Schaefer school pen. Has a semi-shrouded nib, and it's actually downsized to be a Lady Schaefer. It's an interesting pen. It's way too light, and it's way too small for me to be really comfortable with, compared to my Wing Sung, which is 612, a pretty much Chinese clone of the Parker 51, the old style Parker 51. A valid and a legit licensed product, apparently. Part of a licensing deal with Parker that fell through. That's a sweet pen. I like that pen a lot. I just ran it out of ink the other day. What's the other one I ran out of ink yesterday? I don't remember. One of them. So I'm back down to like 4 pens with ink in them. I'm trying not to have pens sit around with ink just sitting in them, because the ink has a tendency to dry up and clog the works. So I'm going through them and taking pictures and recording things like when I bought it, how much I paid for it, and whether I got it new. I have a couple of pens that I got new. I have a my Jin Hao I got new, the X159. I got new, the Safari I got new. I have a Sonnet, a Parker Sonnet that I got new for like $5. So, did I get it new? Did I get it used? Did I get it in a working condition? I've got one really nice Parker dip tip that doesn't actually have a live ink sac in it. I'm going to have to get that replaced. It's not a very expensive repair. Probably the shipping to and from will cost me almost as much as the actual repair itself. But it's worth doing because it's got a 14 karat gold nib on it. And I can't get the nib off without tearing the pen all apart. And even then, I'm not sure I can do it. So we'll send it off to the pen doctor. We'll get it repaired. And I'll have a really nice, literally very nice vintage Schaefer dip tip gold. That'll be nice. I have a couple gold tip pens at this point. I haven't inked any of them. I'm still working through all the cheapies. And trying to keep them exercised. Doing penmanship drills in it. What am I carrying? I'm carrying Oh yes, I'm carrying. Come on. Oh, that's different. I'm carrying a Waterman. It's a Waterman CF. Cap is not staying on correctly. I'm not sure what that's all about. It's been a challenge to find a cartridge that would fit the Waterman because they have unusual requirements. But I did find some Waterman branded cartridges that work pretty well. The ink is a blue. It's a ballpoint blue. It's a fountain pen blue. It's very blue. It's quite a pretty shade of blue, actually. But once I use this cartridge up, I can refill it with whatever color I want. Turns out I'm fussy about ink color. Who knew? Anyway, trying to work through the list. I'm putting in a couple of them a day for the ones that I've got so far. Should catch up in about a week. to. Now the boys are back working on the underpass. We got the catch basin pretty much done. Poured out. It's like they're gonna put a cover on it. It's got some rebar sticking up through, like they're gonna use bolts to tie down some sort of cover. There's some new plantings in here. That's a good sign. I don't know what they are, little twigs. Good morning.
Morning.
Come on up on it, get ready to sit with me. Come on, post. So yeah, Pence. The cat is going well. I'm not making a lot of progress every day, but I'm making a little progress every day and hoping eventually I'll get to the point where the choice between taking on another sprint or playing City Skylines, which is apparently my catnip these days, will lean toward the cat and not the game. That's my thought. But part of my penmanship is using my pens and notebooks to record what's happening in the penned world, to record ideas, story thoughts. My shoe's untied. See if I can get it tied up without falling down or breaking my neck. I have a lot of ideas on digital. I have a lot of ideas that I've recorded with the keyboard. And I can find them. I can look them up. But the notebook gives me an excuse to use the pens. So I don't know that they're any more useful. I mean, I can still go back and find them in the notebook. I haven't got very many pages in this new notebook. Anemocene. Beautiful paper. It's an A5 spiral bound, so everything lays very flat. It's quite lovely. My normal journal is a paper age A5. Dotted. The dots are so faint I can hardly see them. I'm not sure how useful those dots are, frankly. Same is true of the Leuchtturm, the Leuchtturm 1917 that I'm using for the pen diary. That has a lot more ghosting. It's a lot easier to pick up. Put a little bit of bleed through. Not bad. The paper age and the Anemocene seem to be pretty close in terms of paper quality. The Anemocene might be just a little bit smoother. It takes the ink very well. But the paper age has taken everything I've thrown at it and laughed, and it looks really good. My handwriting still sucks, but the ink on the page looks good. I've got another paper age waiting in the wings, and another, I've got two more 1917s on the shelf. I asked for them for Christmas one year and got a big pile of them. I've been sort of working through them slowly. And I got to the end of book two of that that series I was reading, and went, just jumped right straight into book three. I was like, no, I have to find out what happens. What happens with Chauvin Knott or Sebastian Siverling or whoever it is? Wonderful, wonderful world building, terrific characters, all the things I look for, interesting spells, magic system, all the things I look for in fantasy. It's gorgeous. I'm just enjoying it a great deal. Dog. Might be a dog behind that fence. I'm just guessing. Things are still looking pretty winter-killed, although there's more green grass coming up in little hillocks, little hummocks of fresh growth coming up. That's good to see. That's good to see. I have to watch for the ryegrass and the wheat. Intermediate wheat, I think it's called. I thought it was switchgrass or something, but apparently it's intermediate wheat grass. Still a lot of seed heads finally laying down. I suppose that means I need to plant my grass. Perhaps my sunflowers. Get them in the ground. Get them moist. See if I can't get them to come up green. I just went past this a much weathered Lost Cat poster on the signboard right there on the light pole. And it reminded me there's a cat that has followed me. A really brilliant ginger tabby. Lovely cat. Followed me along the sidewalk. I was kind of afraid he would follow me all the way, but he stopped. He always stopped. I saw him trying to break into a truck the other day. I haven't seen him otherwise, though. I may have to get out earlier. Won't be long, I'll be able to go out at sunrise and not have it be 25 degrees. Won't be long. Won't be long, I'll have to get out at sunrise to avoid the 90 degrees. Anyway, here I am at the back gate tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.